Next up, we go to Sterling in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Sterling. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm a really long-time listener, actually, and a first-time caller.
Well, great. I've got some friends out that way.
Well, you're great. Actually, you were talking earlier about animal spirits and all that. And, well, we have kind of an interesting legend around here, I guess you could call it. I've experienced it myself about 3 times now. We have something that we just call the big black dog. It's
Red eyes?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And it's very well known around here among people who are a little bit sensitive. I've actually seen it in my own house. You know, I have a large black dog. And, the day I saw it in my own house, I was vacuuming and I looked up. And I saw this large black dog in my kitchen, and at first I thought it was my own dog, of course, you know. Well, you know, I'm vacuuming, and I look back, and my dog is on my bed on the other side of the house, you know. So it's very interesting, especially to me, because I'm a daughter of a zoo director. I've got a lot of, experience with animals.
Sure.
And I've got a lot of experience with animals, and mostly, you know, wonderful experiences. My old cat, she was 24 when she died, and she was, you know, just a savior of my life.
That's old for a cat, isn't it?
That's very, very, very old for a cat, yes. It really is. We were kind of hoping we'd go for the world record, but I found out later that it was about 30. But she, that old cat of mine, she literally, very literally saved my life several times as a youngster. I had some real bad times when I was a young child, and my mom died and all that. And so I've had always very good experience with animals. And this big black dog is just what it's called around here. And I know, you know, probably, George, I know like 30 people at least who have seen this dog.
And it just kind of appears and disappears?
It appears the first time I saw it in an alleyway. I was outside smoking a cigarette because, of course, you can't smoke inside anywhere. And even back then, it was at least 10 or 15 years ago. I couldn't smoke in the house, so I went outside. And I saw it in the alleyway. And I'll tell you, I have never been so frightened in my life. I've had a lot of experiences with strange spirits and frightening feelings, you know. But this dog, I've never been so scared in my life, and I'm a dog trainer by profession.
Well, let me ask you, when this dog appears, is it particularly violent to you?
No. The first time it appeared, in fact, at first I went to call for it, because to me, you know, my first instinct is, oh, well, call the dog over. I'm a dog trainer, like I said. Call the dog over and say hi. The dog literally very calmly and very silently turned to walk away. And whenever I went down the alleyway to follow it, and it's a very short alleyway where I was, and when I got to the end of the alleyway, it was gone.
Now, does anything happen when this dog shows up? Can you relate it to other events?
Now, honestly, a lot of people that I have spoken to, because I'm very well connected around here, a lot of people I've spoken to said, yes, they have had very bad experiences after they've seen the dog. Personally, myself, I've had a lot of bad experiences in my life, and I can't tell you whether I had them shortly afterward or not, but they said, yes, that they had bad experiences, bad runs of bad luck, very shortly after seeing the dog. A friend of mine said she actually ran over the dog, looked in her rearview mirror, and it was not there.
Yeah, my take is that it's exactly that. This dog is probably warning people in its own little way to just be on guard. Look out.
Right, and I tell you, George, I have never, and even the girl who said she ran over the dog, she stopped the car. And she said it was not there, but she was absolutely positive. She ran, you know, completely sober. She was absolutely positive she ran over the dog, and it was not there. And then very shortly afterwards, her parents got a divorce. It, you know, I was younger then, We were, you know, in our early 20s. But she said her parents got a divorce, and she had a really bad run of bad luck.
Yeah, that would be my take. That it's out to warn people.
Yes, it's and I tell you, this dog gives you the creepy. I have very rarely, I don't want to say never, but I have very rarely had such a frightened feeling anytime I've seen this dog.
Yet you say though it has not done anything to harm you.
It has never done anything. The one time I actually saw it in my house, it did nothing but sit in my. It was sitting in my kitchen floor. And yet I looked down the hallway, which my house was a straight stretch. Then, you know, you look from my kitchen all the way back to my back bedroom. And I'm vacuuming. I look in my house. I look in my kitchen, I mean. And I see it in the kitchen. And then I look the other way, and my dog is in my bed, literally laying on my bed. So, I'm, you know, obviously it wasn't my dog. And I looked back, and it was gone.
All right. Well, that's my take. I would say that it's there to warn people, Sterling.